Donc, je suis très heureuse aujourd'hui d'accueillir donc Elijah Anderson, Marcus Hunter et Martha Jones pour cette conférence donc intitulée Black Matters, From Du Bois to Elijah Anderson and Marcus Hunter, Key Concepts on Race Relations. Je vais faire une brève introduction en anglais pour donner quelques éléments de contexte et présenter un petit peu les interventions. Nous écouterons ensuite Marcus, puis Elijah, et Martha animera la discussion après les présentations.
So, more than 150 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, the first steps towards the abolition of slavery and servitude, and nearly 60 years after the first civil rights, black and white relationships are still a burning issue in the United States. On top of recurring violent racial confrontation, news in the U.S. point to a differential treatment of black young men by the white population, most of all by the police force, and specific local rooting of those conflicts. The problem of the 20th century might be the problem of the color line. This is Du Bois in 1903, The Souls of Black Folks. The conference is entitled Black Matters because the issues Du Bois and urban sociology scholars after him try to describe and fully comprehend were those with which the black population of Philadelphia were struggling. But also Black Matters because through thorough ethnographies and theoretical analysis that have been dealing with the situation of the black population, we'll learn a more general understanding of urban life. This exposes not only the issues, but also the actions black people have taken to overcome them. So we'll see first a brief history, brief overview of Philadelphia's history. Philadelphia actually offers a particularly rich setting for the study of the black population, as underlined by Du Bois in the historical chapters of his key works, The Philadelphia Negro. Few states present better opportunities for the continuous study of a group of Negroes than Pennsylvania. And indeed, Philadelphia has in particular always been a place of primary and secondary migration, as Marcus puts it. Slavery, servitude, emancipation, industrial decline, and urban change are being the key factors that acted on the city's history. So very briefly, I'm going to go over those different steps. Arrived with the Dutch and probably Swedish slave merchants, black people are to be found by the Delaware River as early as 1638, despite the presence of Quakers who fostered egalitarianism and tolerance as of 1682, servitude and absence of favorable evolution in black people's statuses contributed to the increase of black manpower until 1750, when slavery started being set back into question from legal and commercial perspectives. Within the years that followed, the act of the gradual abolition of slavery that was passed in 1780 in Pennsylvania, there was an increase in the custom of hiring slaves as house servants and artisans. The freeing of slaves without any training and support led to widespread poverty and rush to the city between 1719 and the 1800, the black population increased 176%. For the same period of time, the white population only increased 43%. Between 1780 and 1820, black people's condition, however, slowly improved. Du Bois says that Philadelphia was a natural gateway between the North and the South, and for a long time, there passed through a stream of free Negroes and fugitive slaves towards the North, and of recaptured Negroes and kidnapped colored persons towards the South. Pennsylvania's legislation, designed to protect freedmen and the development of industry, fostered new settlements. After the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863, Philadelphia, like Chicago, Pittsburgh, Los Angeles, Washington, and New York, became a key destination for blacks migrating from the segregationist South. However, massive immigration influx coming from Europe made successful black people's integration to the rest of the population harder. Because of the legacy of white supremacy, immigrants who tended to be more able because of their experience of freedom were favored for their white skin. Whenever black entrepreneurs, like black caterers, for instance, achieved middle class status, new waves of immigrants from Europe would undermine the black middle class. Blacks appeared to find their niche in the occupations that were most consistent with their previous condition of servitude. But even this niche became endangered by white, generally Irish immigrants. As accessing jobs in the booming industry became more and more difficult for them, poverty, delinquency, but also demoralization increased. The seventh ward, Du Bois studied, thus plays the part of a safe haven for black population fleeing the 18th century racial riots initiated by white people. It offered a concentration of different social classes in the Negro community that Du Bois categorized and documented. Between the 1890s and the 1980s, the number of black people in Philadelphia increased tenfold, moving from 3.8% to 38% of the population. Black people answered to the structural changes of the beginning of the 20th century by leaving the Seventh Ward and settling in the north, west, and south of the city, near the key factories, therefore succeeding to the older Irish and German residents. After the Second World War, and as Elijah Anderson underlines, social class started playing a bigger role than race in black people's life opportunities. Their second zone citizenship is called back into question by the civil rights movement, which destabilizes the old caste-like system. Between 1950 and 1975, almost three quarters of the industrial jobs in Philadelphia and its surroundings disappear. Alongside the deindustrialization, the movement for the incorporation of black people in the wider society led to a new social structure in the black population. As blacks moved to traditionally white areas, the whites fled. Devoid of stable and well-paying jobs, the new residents failed to keep their lodgings, and entire neighborhoods fell into urban blight. Simultaneously, urban renewal policies of the 1950s and 60s changed the Seventh Ward into a trendy place for yuppies with quaint and charming houses. Currently, the population especially distributed along racial and social lines. The black elite mostly lives in white areas like Chestnut Hill, Cheltenham, Society Hill, whereas the black middle class lives in the racially mixed areas of Mount Airy, Germantown, Yeadon, West Philadelphia, and some parts of North Philadelphia like West Oak Lane. Segregated areas made of black poor people are to be found in the south, southwest, west, and north of Philadelphia. So today we will follow the path of Du Bois in Philadelphia, and considering the social order from the perspective of those who live it, we will get into the fabric of the racial divide thanks to ethnography. Marcus Hunter here used historical ethnography to revisit Philadelphia's Seventh Ward. This particular travel through time will enable him to draw a fruitful comparison between Du Bois' seminal work and his own, both in terms of data and of analysis of the situation of the black population of Philadelphia. He will also draw out new paths for future sociological endeavors. Elijah Anderson will use his over 40 years long ethnographic experience of Philadelphia as an observing participant to explain how the special realization of race and class differentiations bear on the social achievement of black people. Because his personal history informs both his choice of subject and his methods, he has kindly agreed to start with briefly summing up his life story. Martha Jones will use her expertise of racial history and law to set those inputs in perspective after the presentations.